In front of me, there is the director of the theater from Sri Lanka. Could you explain me what exactly this theater is?
We use this theater to address social issues that are coming after the war, after the civil war is now over. Whatever the social issues, we're trying to resolve them, and we're trying to get people from communities to respond and to find come up with their own solutions. So that's the beauty of this whole Forum Theatre project.
How does that feel for you?
I feel really great. I mean, I started this work after meeting John Martin in 2003. Invited him to Sri Lanka in early 2005 after tsunami hit Sri Lanka. And since then we have been working very closely with Pan Center for Intercultural Arts. We have trained trainers in Sri Lanka who can now take on the work even without John coming in and intervening. So it's really great. I feel really great because local talent has been enhanced. So people in communities now, next step of ours is to train these young boys and girls as trainers who could then go and train other community members.
And I can't really imagine, how do you find this your actors for the theater? Do you go to the slums and pick them up, or how does it work?
They're not from slums, they're from villages in the eastern coast and in the north central province of Sri Lanka, that's Batticlo district and Polonnaruwa district. What we did was we worked with the local NGO, Center for Performing Arts is that NGO, so we got their district officers to send the word about or to talk to people about this project. And then we went and auditioned these young people who have, some of them have never seen theatre at all. And then we trained. We had to train them from the scratch.
Okay. And so now you travel around the world to show all the world what you have done.
Not really. We came for the first time. We brought the Shakti Group to Geneva. We've been getting invitations. Rather, they have been getting invitations. I hope this will work, and they'll become trainers as well. That's my hope, wish.
So, what will you do when you have done this, and when you go back? What will you do there?
On the 27th of this month. That's the day. 2 days after we go back to Sri Lanka, we're having a performance in Colombo for which we have invited different actors in the field, NGO leaders, international NGOs, embassies, and people who are interested in art field, and they'll be performing in front of them. And we've also started working with, as Nalinda said earlier, we've also started working with ex-LTT combatants from Vaunia. They've been released for 1 month to go to their homes, and they'll be back somewhere around the 4th or 5th of October. So we'll start the second phase of the training, where they will start writing stories that they bring from their homes, from their villages when they were left, when they went home, and they'll start performing. And most probably in early November, we will start work in Jaffna.
You have a lot of stories, and the story which we have seen, is that real? Is that real happen or?
The performers brought these stories, and they brought it from their villages. Yes, real life stories. We try to use real life stories into these Forum Theatre plays because then the people who see them, because the performers go and perform in their own communities. They bring stories from their communities. They go back and perform in their own communities, so the people will feel that it's their story. a father or uncle or a neighbor who has raped someone will feel that it's his story, a girl. It doesn't happen every other day, but it happens. Even if it happens once in lifetime, you have to stop it. You have to stop young girls being raped. You have to stop alcoholism. You have to stop family structures the family structures have gone for a six, like, because the mothers go to Middle East.
So that's a very good work which you make, and I thank you so much for the interview and wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you.